Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how would you like to be living 100% rent-free? How would you like to be living the life that you've always dreamed of? Being able to take that vacation that you and your family need to get out of the city. Imagine what it would be like to not have to worry about rent, mortgage, car loan payments, insurance payments, utility bills, and life essential costs. That is what is happening over here at the Free Life Network. Our members are having a great time working with each other, networking. Money is coming into their family like they've never seen before. And also, check this out. People are also making a decision right now whether they have to stay on that job or walk away. What about you? What's happening in your life right now? Are you struggling with bills? Are you struggling every day to go to that job that you hate? This is an opportunity for you to walk away from that job, walk away from the bills and the things that's been stressing you out. Over here at the Free Life Network, we are doing it for our members. So I welcome you right now. Take advantage of what we have to offer. Get back to that great person that introduced you to us, and welcome to the Free Life Network.
Hello, good evening, and thank you for joining me this evening on Health and Wealth with Lady J. My special guest tonight will be Brody Miles, who came to us last week and talked about the importance of eating healthy, eating more raw foods that you don't have to cook and process. And so it makes it for a better, healthier you. Most of our shows, we focus on, showing you how to build your wealth, how to become independently wealthy, how to be able to provide for your families without stressing, without even worrying about how you're going to make ends meet. And so tonight, we're talking about health and wealth. It doesn't make sense for us to build our wealth without taking care of our health, our bodies, making sure that we put the right things in and making sure that we get enough exercise and the appropriate amount of air every day. I know sometimes it's mundane to go outside, especially now that it's getting a bit cold. You don't want to go outside, but the fresh air will do you good. A brisk walk is good for you, and make sure that you get plenty of water in your system. Brody's is going to come and talk to us about detoxing, a full body detox, cleansing your body, making sure that you eliminate the toxins that are in your system. Many times throughout the day, you're breathing so many toxins into your system, and you don't realize just how harmful the environment really is to our bodies. The toxins also enter our bodies through the way that we eat. Different parasites in our foods, different chemicals that are put in our everyday foods that we purchase, even foods that we prepare ourselves. And no matter how you may think that you're washing the food and purifying it, we're still going to get toxins in our bodies. So it's very important that we learn how to cleanse and rid our bodies of those toxins. So that will be our main focus. But I wanted to also just touch bases about where we're going as a team with our different shows. We're going to be changing the way that we do things in the sense of teaching you more of how to build your wealth, how to provide for your families, how not to have to get up every day and go to work unnecessarily. We know that everybody works because we have to provide for our families, of course. And so we want to show you how to effectively do that with the different income streams that we have and throughout our company, and that we will provide you with that information and just how to tap into those different income streams and how to make them work for you. Right now, we launched our new program. It's called Google Wallet. Amazing. Google Wallet, it will produce millionaires in 2016, and all it takes is a $5 investment. You need your Google Wallet, which that happens to be free. They do send you a debit card so that you're able to retrieve your money through that system. We also have, with the Google Wallet, you need $5. You load that on, which you can connect Google Wallet to your bank accounts. You can connect it to a debit card. And so you load it with the $5. And then, of course, you find five people who are interested in making a little Christmas money, five people who are interested in changing their lifestyle and being able to become independently wealthy, be able to fire their bosses, and live a free life. And with our sponsors with Free Life, we focus on attacking the issue at hand, getting rid of those bills that you have every month that plagues you. And so rather than go around the corner and tell you, you know, to build this opportunity and that opportunity so that you're able to live that free life, with Free Life, we attack the issue at hand. Get rid of your bills, get rid of your car notes, get rid of your mortgage and your car payments. And then this way, you can start enjoying the free life. So we decided that it would be best to show you small steps and how to accomplish that by participating in the different income streams that we have. And Google Wallet is one of them. And, you know, as we go along, we are going to be doing some training, giving you some different training tips on how to market, how to brand yourself, and how to become the marketer that you desire to become. And so, you know, I'm pretty excited about what we have planned for our guests, what we have planned for our business partners, and we look forward to having you all as a business partner with the Free Life system, which will be showing you other income streams. And so I don't know how many of you have had past experiences in building your own businesses, learning how to apply for a business license, learning to get your EIN number, learning that you have to get a strong CPA who is going to be able to help you through that process and show you how to actually write off certain things on your taxes. You'll be amazed how many things you can write off from your taxes as a business owner. And so we will be training you and teaching you those different aspects and how to do that in your life, and it will help you as far as, you know, most of us have a second job or have a main job, and so as you start to build your wealth, that will be a cushion for you. So, you know, those are some of the things that we look forward to teaching you, how to do that and how to become financially wealthy. Our children are important to us. So what better way to teach them also how to become business owners, how to become secure, and how to not go into debt and struggling through their lives. You know, wouldn't it be great for you to start your child off as adults without having that student loan over their head, without having to deal with that debt? So, you know, I just look forward to the amazing things that we have to share with you. And I think with the new year coming, it's a great opportunity for us to move into the new year with a different mindset and not having to worry so much about how we're going to make ends meet, how we're going to provide for our families. And so that is where we're looking to go in 2016, setting goals, appropriate goals, and learning how to meet them, learning how to juggle owning your own business and taking care of your family and providing for your families. So, you know, I think that's a good place to start. So you will be training and so much background information about how to do that. Now, let's talk about our health. Many times we take for granted our health. We think, okay, you know, we can eat what we want, we can drink what we want, but you have to be careful exactly what you put in your body. For me, I've been struggling with the idea of becoming a vegetarian. I know some of my friends are vegans and others are vegetarians, and so I am like far from that. You know, I struggle with not knowing what to prepare from time to time, especially when you have children who are used to eating a certain way. And so it's important that I teach them at a young age how to do that and how to take care of their bodies through healthy eating, exercise, detoxing their system. And I know sometimes we think that children, you know, there's no need to detox. But as a child in the islands, my parents used to give us this horribly bitter tea to drink before going back to school if we took a holiday. So it was mostly like twice a year we were going through that detoxification. And it made us healthier. It made us have a clearer mind and clearer understanding of our schoolwork. And, you know, a lot of people, our children these days, are being put on medications for ADHD and ABD. And, you know, I think what happened to us just raising our children to be normal children? They're going to be a bit rambunctious because that's what children do. So we have to be careful when they're doctors are quick to prescribe medication. Of course, there are those cases where children do need that and with careful diagnosis, but I think a lot of it could be prevented once we look at the diet. What is going into their bodies? What is it that we're feeding them? And are they getting enough air? Are they playing outside? Are they having resets? So I think it's very important that we look at those things. Look at your factors around you. Is the environment that your child is in, is that causing part of their health issue? And what can we do to change that? I was looking at the other day country living, you know, taking my children into the country as much as possible so that they can get that country fresh air, they can interact with nature. And, you know, usually we go several times for the year up to my mom's house in the country. And it's so beautiful, the fresh air, being able to watch the children play outside, watch them interact with the animals there. And it's a beautiful thing, and especially good when we can go maybe during the summertime when you have a longer time. But take advantage of going out into the country, even for a day drive, just to get away from the city and all the smog and everything that they're ingesting. And so we must consider that, and that will play a major role in our health. My mom, she's really my spiritual mother. For her, she had, what is that called? Fibromyalgia. She was in pain a lot. And because she changed her diet to a vegan diet, as well as go out into the country where she's playing in the dirt, you know, taking care of her garden, taking care of the land itself, her fibromyalgia has gone. And so she's able to live a healthier life, a better life. And so I think it's important that we look at these things when we start having ailments, you know, looking at our environment, looking at what we're putting into our bodies, looking at how often we take the time to go out into the fresh air and connect with nature. And so it's as much as possible, even the simple things as sunlight, you know, that helps to detox your body. Sunlight helps to purify. You know, we don't want too much because, you know, you have to have sunblock and things like that to protect your skin. But you want to be able to spend time in the air. And so one of the things that I had learned recently was if you put, like, water outside in the sun, like, for a couple of hours, like a mason jar of water covered for 3 or 4 hours and you drink it, it actually tastes much better. And it has healing properties from the rays of the sun when you drink it. And so I thought that was interesting that I learned that. And even with the moon, if you do the same thing with the moon, put the mason jar outside and let it sit outside all night and then drink that in the morning, oh, it's a different taste, it's a more refreshing taste. You feel more healing. And so I believe strongly that when God created us, he knew exactly what we were going to need. So before he created us, he created nature. He created the trees and the plants and vegetation so that we can heal ourselves. And because of modern medicine, I think that has done so much more damage to our bodies and to our communities. And so we have to get back to Eden, get back to the basics. And it starts making simple changes. You don't have to do anything drastic, just simple things. Taking a walk, parking your car farther, getting up early in the morning and just going outside in the fresh morning dew. That does wonders for your body. I like to, when I was in Orlando, go outside before the children woke up and just walk and connect with nature, connect with myself. And I felt a whole lot better as I went through the day. So look at those things. Look at when you go grocery shopping. Buy more fruits and vegetables. Buy more things that will help heal the body, those things that are conducive to your health, and stay away from the processed foods. And I'm not saying to rush out and just, you know, dump everything in your cabinet and make a total life change. One thing at a time, one step at a time. So just do small changes. Drink more water. One thing is we realize that we're not drinking enough water, and that is the biggest way and the best way to start detoxing your body is to drink the water and drink enough of it, and not just saying 8 glasses or 10 glasses a day. You have to look at your body weight and drink half of your body weight in water, and that is going to help you with the beginning process of detoxification of your body. And cleansing of your kidneys, your liver, and things like that. So be mindful when you're putting things in your body, what exactly you're ingesting. And just know that even from daily interaction and breathing the air, you are adding toxins to your body. Okay? So that is where it starts. And then you want to look at getting enough exercise. I am lousy. Today, I decided there was a challenge, and you should probably look at that one. Sean T has a 5-minute a day for the month of December. You work out for 5 minutes, and he focuses on different aspects of the body. And so I participated in this morning, and it was actually refreshing. It was wonderful. I was a bit out of shape. I am out of shape. But in my pursuit of a healthier life, I know that by taking the time to take care of my body and what I put in, then it begins the repair process. And so that's what we need to look at, how you're going to take care of your body, how you're going to eat better, how you're going to make small life changes. Okay. And when it comes to detoxification, I know a lot of times we rush out to buy all these things, and the detox process can actually happen from things that are inside of your home. One thing that I do from time to time is a salt water flush that cleanses the kidney, it cleanses the liver, it cleanses your bloodstream. And if you do that, you know, maybe 2 to 3 times a week, you will see a difference in your health, in your body, and how you are actually able to function. A lot of people, especially those who have migraine headaches, the migraine headaches comes from having too much toxicity in your body. And so that is where the issues begin, is that toxin that is affecting the rest of your system, your whole composition of your body. So just know that those things are very important and helping you to maintain your body. I've known several people that has had cancer and other medical issues, and we're quick to run to, get the modern treatment. And it's important, and we have to follow the directions of our doctors, but it's all so important for you to become educated on what's best and what works. I'm not sure what happened to our host, my guest host tonight. I did speak to him a bit earlier, and he said he would be on. And so I'm still waiting for him to come in. But in the meantime, let's take a break, and then I will be back. So we'll have a brief message from our sponsor.
Hey, how would you like to be living 100% rent-free? How would you like to be living the life that you've always dreamed of? Being able to take that vacation that you and your family need to get out of the city. Imagine what it would be like to not have to worry about rent, mortgage, car loan payments, insurance payments, utility bills, and life essential costs. That is what is happening over here at the Free Life Network. Our members are having a great time working with each other, networking. Money is coming into their family like they've never seen before. And also, check this out. People are also making a decision right now whether they have to stay on that job or walk away. What about you? What's happening in your life right now? Are you struggling with bills? Are you struggling every day to go to that job that you hate? This is an opportunity for you to walk away from that job, walk away from the bills and the things that's been stressing you out. Over here at the Free Life Network, we are doing it for our members. So I welcome you right now. Take advantage of what we have to offer. Get back to that great person that introduced you to us, and welcome to the Free Life Network.
Yes, wonderful. I really am not sure what is going on with Brody and why he has not joined us yet, but prayerfully he will be able to join us at another time where he will have the pertinent information that we need in order to learn how to properly detox our body and how to take care of our health. I do have another guest with us that will go over here to him and connect him to the show. Kashmir Rich, who is the founder of our Free Life Network. And like I said, we're venturing into a different aspect of how we're going to be doing our shows and giving you the powerful information that you need in order to have a successful partnership in rebuilding your finances and giving you the proper training on how exactly you can do that. Hello, Cash.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. I was just saying that, Brody's, with the time difference, it's so funny. He thought it was 8 p.m. his time.
Right.
An hour behind us. So
okay.
Able to finally connect with him, so he'll be joining us. But I wanted you to go over and share what is going on with the company as far as the awesome opportunities that you have to share with us regarding the building of the Google Wallet, as well as other ventures that we have coming up that we want to educate the public about and how they too can experience financial independence.
Well, what we're doing over here, first of all, hello, everybody. I'm honored to be here on Sipping Tea with Lady J. That's awesome. I'm just excited. And we're just moving forth, guys. We're moving forth into creating, financial stability for people through different systems that we've created. And we're also taking some systems that's been around and just revamping them and getting them where people can actually start making money with them. So our focus right now is, you know, we were meeting, matter of fact, right when I had just got the message from you, Danny, we were meeting and I ran out of the meeting. I'm down here in the lobby. Well, we're, you know, right now we're getting ready to, you know, push really hard, you know, as far as what we're doing. You know, we're going to, you know, we're going to show everybody how a simple $5 bill in 90 days can change their life. And that is what we're getting ready to do. We're going to take that. It's going to be actually the 5 and 90 challenge, where you got 90 days with a $5 bill. One $5 bill is going to change your life. And we're going to be showing people how to do that, not just telling you what to do, but actually walking you down that pathway to success. So we have some things lined up, some different strategies as well as great systems in place that we've created ourselves that's going to actually catapult people into financial, you know, success. And it only takes getting involved. It doesn't take a lot of education in it. It just takes you getting involved. And once you get involved, the education is definitely going to come because our trainings are unbelievable. So you're going to definitely be in a position to learn more about being an independent business person as well as making money while you're doing it. So I guess you can call it on-the-job training, getting paid while you're getting trained. But we're
exactly
moving towards something. Yeah, man, we're moving towards some powerful stuff, you know. So I'm just excited about it. You know, I can't even contain it because I was just sitting in the meeting just listening to the things that they're just watching the PowerPoint presentations of what the vision is. You know what I'm saying? You know, tonight is actually our company's vision casting. And so we have a lot of, you know, a lot of our members are here. We're doing the vision casting. And it's unbelievable to see, you know, where they're trying to take average everyday people, not super marketers and super, you know, pros in doing this. We talking about the person that ain't never, don't even know how to send an email. We talking about taking that person and showing that person how to be financially successful. So, you know, that division that's being cast in that room right now is unbelievable. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just excited about
Wonderful.
It. I'm glad to be a part of it. And, you know, it just takes getting involved and, you know, sticking with what it is we're doing.
Sticking. Exactly. Yeah. Wonderful. And I'm excited about what's to come. I'm excited about the, you know, the buzzing that everybody's been just so busy building, and especially with the new system that just started with Google Wallet. And, you know, just to see the excitement and people grabbing hold of the vision and even creating their own vision off your vision. So I think that is awesome.
Yeah, it
that's powerful.
It is awesome. I love it. I love to see it because it shows us that people that probably thought they could never do anything, never make any money doing, you know, online, offline marketing, they're seeing that they can do it. It's just always been the fact they never had anything to work with. So we're glad we're able to give them the tools that it takes to build that foundation for them, and they just move forth. So all they got to do is stick with us. You know, I done told them, you know, moving forth in 2016, that is our goal. That's what the vision is that they were in there discussing. They got a big banner up and everything, you know. We're creating 2016 millionaires next year.
Awesome.
That's record-breaking. We're going to be creating 2016 millionaires next year. And like I told them, that's an awesome vision. We're going to move that. We're going to move towards that, and I'm going to be happy if we got 2016,000-aires. You see what I'm
exactly.
saying? I'm
that
happy.
Wait,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to be a 1,000-aire, you know, because I know soon you're going to be that millionaire. But that is the vision that they're casting in there, and, I mean, they're moving forth with it. The only thing that I'm not going to apologize for is that, you know, we don't have time to wait on you to figure out that you want to be successful. That's
exactly.
it. You know, we just don't have time for you to sit around and twiddle your thumbs and keep on, you know, making, you know, New Year's resolutions and stuff like that. We're moving forth. 2016, power year. That is a power year for us over here at K5 World Marketing. We're excited. We're moving forth really hard. I mean, the stuff that they're over there creating is just unbelievable. Powerful systems, and I'm just excited, guys. I don't even know what else to say.
Wonderful. Cannot contain the excitement, I understand.
I'm just
looking forward
to the lobby right now. Yeah.
Well, Brody's is on the line. He has joined
awesome.
Us. And so thank you for stopping in and sharing the information.
Oh, right. I really
and
it.
We look forward to continue to connecting. And as we revamp some things and with a different vision, I'm excited to see that vision unfold.
Oh, me too. I really appreciate it. You guys have a great night, okay?
And you too. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, Brody, are you
here? Yes,
ma'am.
Yeah, sorry for being so late.
Brody, I'm like, oh my goodness, what happened?
Yeah, when you said 8 o'clock, I was looking at my time.
Your time, okay. Yeah, because I figured, I said, you know what, I wonder if he remembered that we are on Eastern Standard Time, because you're in Texas,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh my goodness, all that I, you know, prepared is to interact with you about detoxing, and I'm like, oh my goodness, where is he? But thank God you're here, and so go ahead, and I'll allow you to start sharing, and then we'll do some interaction. Of course, I'm sure I will have questions because I've been going through some health changes myself, and at the point of needing to do that full body detox.
Okay, now, right now, they're having a sale. I'll check out the site when I got off the phone with you. It's $65 right now, so that's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's at dhealthstore.com. Like the letter D.
D Health Store.
Yes, dhealthstore.com. It's at $65. The regular price is $100-something. But
mm-hmm.
when they go on sale like this, it keeps dropping. Like, I got one for, like, $32 before, so. But it's well worth
okay.
All the celebrities buy from this guy because it's so cheap, and it does what it's supposed to do.
Okay.
But you want to do it. Go
mm-hmm.
ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You want to do it twice a year, every 6 months, and you want to keep your body detoxified. But one thing you want to do is after you detoxify your body, you don't want to keep putting toxins in it at the same time. It wouldn't make sense. But what you'll eat raw for 21 days, and you can go on Pinterest to get some recipes. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun thing to do with you and your family.
Yeah,
okay.
I was talking to my daughter about the same thing, about doing raw. And she's like, we can do that. I like fruits and vegetables. I don't mind. But I'm thinking in my head it's not going to last. But we're going to do it as a family. And so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, if you start out with smoothies and
mm-hmm.
start out with fruit and add vegetables in, like dinners, like salads, It'll be easy. Then you can start creating stuff with it.
Okay.
All right. The full body detox, it consists of 6 formulas, and you would take 5 pills throughout the day from 7 to 7 with every
mm-hmm.
meal, with every raw meal you take. All right. The first formula is called the blood lymphatic formula. It cleans the blood. It detoxifies and reveals the blood and lymph fluids in the body.
Mhm.
And it causes toxic blood causes skin disorders. So if anybody have a problem with their skin, it'll straighten that out. All right,
okay.
Formula number 2 is a cardiovascular formula. It's designed to rebuild the generative heart, as well as tone and strengthen and nourish the heart blood vessels. And that's one thing you want to get, you know, to go ahead and clean out that all of that butter and oil you eat.
Especially from the holidays we just had, right?
Right, right. You got Christmas coming up. You got Christmas coming up, so don't do it until the new year. Make that your new year resolution that you're going to go ahead and detoxify your body and start a new lifestyle. Because it is a lifestyle change. And
okay.
anything you get out of a restaurant is toxic, so... There's no going in there trying to find something healthy. You know, all of it's toxic. Okay, formula number 3 is the liver formula. It detoxifies and rebuilds the liver. Now, your liver is, everything go through the liver first and then get down into the kidneys and then get up out of the body. But if your liver is is full of toxins. Like every day, you know, you got people eating like 4, 5, 6 meals, and they're eating big heavy meals, and then they go to sleep and wake up and eat breakfast. Not enough time went by for your liver to filter what you just eating. So, you know, you got to give it time. And that's why I suggest intermittent fasting. All right, formula level 4 is lung and respiratory formula. Strengthens, tones, and nourishes and rebuilds the lung chambers and respiratory tract. That's very important because, like, when you start working out, you know, if you were to do it now, you'll get tired fast. But after this formula, you have so much energy and, you know, everything will be working properly like it's supposed to. By you eating raw, you would have all the nutrients and the energy to work out the way that you really want to work out. I know a lot of people want to work out, but they just don't feel like it. They feel sluggish. And, you know, these formulas will help you get back to where you need to be as far as getting the workout and getting the energy to work out. You got the formula number 5 is the kidneys, bladder, and adrenal formula. It detoxifies and tones, strengthens, rebuilds, and nourishes the kidneys, bladder, and gallbladder, and urinary tract, and genital organs. That's very important. And like I said, you'll be taking 5 pills with every meal for 21 days. Mm-hmm. That's 30 pills a day. That's 30 pills a day. Formula number 6,
wow.
Colon. Yeah, it sounds like a lot, but it's easy to swallow. I just pop off 5 at one time, and it goes down pretty easy.
Okay.
Formula number 6, the colon and digestive tract formula. And it gets rid of the dead and the after sluggish and lethargic colon moving again. It gets everything to come up out of you, like, with ease. Because you know, we've been filling our bodies up with all this meat, and it takes a long time for that meat to digest. I think up to 13 hours or even a couple of days, depending on what kind of meat you're eating. And all of these formulas consist of everything from the earth. That's what's so good about it. Nothing synthetic. And after that, you have activated charcoal, which you would take every night before you go to bed to get any toxins and poisons up out of the body. And if you haven't never taken it, don't be afraid of what happened when you take it, because it's going to get all of the sluggish gunk up out of your body. That's going to come mm-hmm. out one way or another. It's come out the eyes, you know, it's come out the nose, you know, it's gonna all come out and flush out of your body some way or another. But once you discipline yourself and understand why you're doing it, and you're doing it for yourself and your family, it should be an easy little task to do. Now, after 21 days of doing something, it becomes a habit. So your body will crave fruits and vegetables. It will not crave any of the other stuff. Like, if you used to eat, you know, a lot of people eat pork. If you used to eat a pork chop, your body will just automatically decline it because it's not ready for that. And it's a good price right now, $65. I think everybody mm-hmm. should go ahead and get that for themselves for Christmas, and then start the New Year's off after the New Year party. Start the New Year's off with the full body detox to get the cleanse of your body.
Okay. So you're saying through that, you said 30 days?
21 days.
21 days. Okay. So during that 21 days, you're just eating the raw fruits and vegetables?
Yes, that's it only. Okay. No dairy.
And
no.
Okay, no dairy. Okay, that's what I was going to ask you.
No dairy.
Okay, and when you come off that detox, what is it that you're expecting to feel or see a difference in that person? What is it that will take place?
Well, just doing it one time, your skin is going to clear up. Any skin issues you have is going to clear up. Bumps, acne, you know, discoloration in the skin, it'll all clear up, and your skin will be very smooth. And from the fruit and vegetables that you're eating, the nutrients that you're getting, your skin is finally getting the nutrients that it needs to look healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like you wouldn't have to put lotion on your body because now your body is releasing the natural oils that it takes to do that.
Oh, really?
Yes, and your hair to get to growing, your nails to get to growing, your eyes, if you have discoloration around the white part of your eyeball, it'll clear up. You'll be breathing way better. When you wake up in the morning, you feel so good because all the mucus is out of your body. You won't have any tightness or anything. That's what I've experienced. But eating raw would do that anyway. But with this formula, with these formulas, these six formulas that you take, it's just going to enhance everything. You will sleep better, and you'll wake up feeling great every night.
Okay. And when you go back to a diet, we are reintroducing food to your system or regular food. I will continue to eat the raw fruits and vegetables, but perhaps, I guess, soups or broth, not just going back into eating right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do that. Just do it at the right time. You know, you want to give your body a good time to get that out. So like I said before, your first meal need to be dinner, not your last meal. Your first meal need to be dinner. And be selective on the meat that you get. Okay, now I would suggest don't eat meat at all, but if you just have to have meat some days, you know, make sure you get organic chicken and make sure you get grass-fed beef because you don't want to just start throwing toxins right back in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're going to do it 6 months down the road, but to keep your body detoxified, you don't need to be putting toxins in the body in the first place.
And what would you recommend as far as our children and in, you know, helping them to eat better, helping them to keep their systems clean? Because they can't possibly do all those pills too.
They have a children's full body detox that comes in a liquid form.
Okay.
So they can get with the full body detox as well. Now, children can only eat what you buy. They don't have money to go shopping and buy the stuff that you give them. So it'll make it fun for them. A lot of times you're not going to be hungry because your body is your stomach is going to get smaller, and you will get full faster. Like while you're doing this detox, you're going to be eating like every 2 to 3 hours. So you're not going to feel like eating, but you got to. And you'll get full faster and stay full longer.
Okay. Well, I find for me, sometimes I forget during the day to eat, and then I'll have my dinner. So I'm not really good at, you know, a schedule. But I have read the importance of having a schedule and of eating very small meals throughout the day. How would you recommend addressing that?
Well, a lot of the foods that you can eat, like out of the six meals that you would eat, three of them will be like nuts, like your snacks. So you'll eat breakfast, which can be a smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a smoothie. I would suggest just drink you some fruit juice, juice you some fruit, or just make you a smoothie. That needs to be your first meal. And then your second meal, you know, a handful of just a little handful right in the palm, sunflower seeds or some almonds. That's a little bit. A snack is just something that you're just going to throw in and just chew on, swallow, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then your lunch should consist of a nice salad as big as you want it. It doesn't matter. You can throw anything in it that you want as long as it comes from a garden. And your dinner time should be just like lunch, even bigger. And like I said, the snacks in between, that's really easy. So it's easy to do because you know, like the snacks that you have, you can carry in your purse. And, you know, while you're out, you shouldn't miss a meal because if you eat your breakfast and then if you leave the house, you know, you got your snacks with you. And then lunchtime, anyway, you eat a salad. You know, everybody eat lunch at lunchtime. And then after lunch, you know, you got your little nuts with you. You know, eat that. And then dinner time, you should be at home.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, don't consume anything else unless it's coffee, tea with no caffeine, you know, decaf coffee and decaf tea, and that'll help carve the appetite if you're used to eating late at night. If you eat late at night, anyway, that's when you gain your most weight because you're about to fall asleep on that.
Right. And okay, that's doable. I'm still, you know, I say I'm going to become a vegetarian, and we're struggling still to get rid of certain things, our habits. And so even in grocery shopping today, our challenge was not to pick up the chicken, although we were tempted to. And so I just believe that small changes are important. But I think with the body detox, it's going to flush all that desire for certain tastes out of your body. And you're no longer,
right.
You shouldn't be in a situation where you're craving those things anymore.
Yeah, your body, like if after you do this detox, your body will crave an apple. Your body will crave a banana. Your body will crave everything in the produce section. And then, like I said before, seedless stuff, don't eat it because it's toxins. It's fake. Like seedless watermelon. Like if you take that watermelon,
right.
how can you grow another? You know,
right.
it can't produce. Don't do the seedless grapes. Get the great Swiss seed. You can eat a lot of peppers and hummus. You know, it's really easy. Once you go like 3 days, you're already in the routine. You know, your kids will love to eat that. I mean, drink that little fruit smoothie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And,
so you say 3 days. I go through like withdrawal like a crackhead, but after the 3 days, I'm going to be all right.
Yeah, after 3 days, you'll be good. You'll be in a nice little routine.
Okay, well, I look forward to taking the challenge and seeing just how well we can get through that 21 days. And then prayerfully, like I said, with the cleansing of the system and the palate, then I won't have a desire for those things. But I did realize that over the holiday, when we had the turkey and stuff, yes, Brody, my niece, when we had turkey, I can taste the rawness. I've been praying for God to change my taste, but eliminate some things from my diet or the things that I hang on to. But I realized when I was eating the meat, it's like my body was saying it's flesh, it's nasty. You know, and I know it's flesh all along. I've been eating for years, but it's just had this raw taste to it. And so I see some changes coming along with my palate. So I can imagine the 21 days, you know, what changes will take place.
And also, you will experience a lot of weight loss, which is nothing but toxins in the body. You will, you will urinate a lot because throughout the night, you will be eliminating toxins. The more toxins you have, the more weight you're going to lose. And you can lose up to 15 to 20 pounds. I experienced a 13-pound weight loss when I did. But I don't have a lot of toxins in my body now, so if I was to do it now, I won't lose that much weight. But the more toxins you have, the more weight you'll lose.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to taking it step by step. And as you're saying, you know, losing the weight and becoming more healthier and being able to, you know, not have some of the health issues that we face with, you know, migraine headaches. You know, and I believe cancer just stems from toxins, you know, and a lot of people are, especially young people nowadays, are starting to see more reoccurrence of cancer cells in their bodies. And so I think with the detoxification and eating right, we're able to take care of our bodies much better, and the likelihood of these diseases and attacking our system is less.
Like, for example, like if I was to tell you to put a half a cup of vegetable oil in your car, in your gas tank, you wouldn't do it. So why would you put it in your body?
Because we value the gas tank. We value the car and the gas tank much more than we do our body. That's evident in the way that we take care of ourselves, you know. I've tried some other means of detoxification, and I've recently started doing the herbal tea from EPX Body that has a persimmon and the ginger and the myrrh and some other things in there that are plant-based, and I can see the difference. I can, you know, and as you were saying, getting up and having to eliminate, I don't sleep much at night.
Right.
With having to eliminate that toxin out of my system. So I think it's awesome that we have the opportunity to tap into your resources and be able to attack some of that issue at hand. And it starts with what we're putting in our mouths.
Yep. You gotta value yourself.
Right. We had spoken before about the water, putting it in the sun and the moon. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. If you need energy, the sun is energy. So if you set water in the sun, it purifies the water. It can come out of the faucet, and you sit in the sun for at least about 4 to 6 hours,
mm-hmm.
and you take that water and drink it. It's going to be warm, but you know that's what's supposed to go in the body anyway. Warm water, room temperature water, and it's a natural energy drink, straight from the sun. So it has all the nutrients in that water from the sun. Now, mm-hmm. for a nice relaxing sleep, you set the water out in the moon. Full moon water is better, but you set it out in the moonlight, and you want to set it on Earth. You want to set it on like the ground, and let that moon go ahead and shine on that water. Now, you would taste the difference between the sun water and the moon water. The sun water
mm-hmm.
would be nice, crisp, and light. The moon water would be kind of thicker and heavier. You would taste the difference, but it'll all be good for you. And the moon water is more relaxing because the moon is relaxing. You know, at nighttime everything
mm-hmm.
is nice and calm, and your body will be nice
right.
and calm. And you want to drink it at night, and you want to drink the sun water in the daytime.
Okay. Okay.
And also you'll have vitamin D in that water. There's no vitamin D in stores. Anything that say it has vitamin D in it. It's synthetic. It was created. So now you're just putting toxins in your body. And also, if you are on pharmaceutical drugs, this full body detox, it will cleanse your body to help get rid of all the diseases that's in your body. It will
mm-hmm.
help out with that. And as long as you're eating the fruits and vegetables that you need and changing your diet in that way, then it'll get rid of a lot of things, a lot of problems that you have with your body.
Okay.
Even get their eyesight, you know, more clear.
Okay. Yeah, I've been, I guess, getting up in age, although I still claim 30-something, my sight is starting to show. And over the years, I'm supposed to have been wearing glasses, but I haven't because I think I see good enough. And now I'm starting to see the change. So that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to about the detox and you know, reintroducing better foods into my body.
Mm-hmm. And like, if you have a headache, don't go putting aspirin in your body. You know, aspirin burns holes in the stomach and causes ulcers. Ulcers
mm-hmm.
and internal bleeding. So anything like that over the counter, just leave it alone. Even behind the counter, just leave it alone. You know, you want to let the body is healing itself when you're experiencing these problems like coughing, sneezing, headaches. It's doing a job. It's releasing toxins.
Okay. I know usually when I get the headaches, I use the peppermint oil on my temples, and that
mm-hmm.
tends to relax me a bit and helps with the headaches because I get terrible migraine headaches, and they haven't been as bad since I've been, you know, doing a bit more of, you know, drinking the detox tea. I've seen the difference. But I'm looking forward to actually trying to change, not just temporarily, but significantly for the rest of my life, a new habit, a different way of eating and taking care of myself.
Right. And another thing, those vaccines put a lot of unhealthy stuff in your body too. That's why they want you to
mm-hmm.
keep putting that stuff in your children, before they go to school or however long it lasts. I don't know, because my son, I don't let him get vaccinations.
I've heard a lot of parents don't do that. And that's been an issue, I think, with the children going to school and not having them. I don't know what, experience you've had making that decision not to do that to your child.
Right, because they can't control it. They have to do what you say. Now, some of the substances that's in these vaccines is pig blood, cow tumors, and pus, dog kidneys, aborted fetal tissue, and mercury. That's some of the items that's in these vaccines, and you're letting them shoot that in your children.
Mm-hmm.
You let them administer that in your children. And after I find that out, I wouldn't let anything harm my son, so I don't let him do it.
Right.
See, so if everyone in the school is vaccinated, then he can't get them sick and they can't get him sick. So that's the argument I had. And I found a waiver to give to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And if he signed that, then he can go ahead and vaccinate him, but he's not going to do it because he knows it's going to cause these problems. Deaths.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of deaths are not caused naturally, because what they do is the diseases that these vaccines give you, they blame it on that disease. You see? They don't blame it on the vaccine that's causing it. Pig blood, cow tumors, dog kidneys, and you want to put that in your children's blood? That's not
right.
Good at all. So they're going to grow up having problems. Now you got to take care of them, take them to the doctor, and that's how they make their money.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to give you no positive information, because think about it. We all know this. If no one's getting sick, then their bank account is going to shrink. So they're going to give you these medications so that you can get sick and come back with the side
mm-hmm.
effects that medication gave you, and they give you another one. The older we get, the more medication bottles that you have in the house because of all the side effects that you have from it.
Right, from the other stuff. Well, I've learned, and I've always thought that with creation, everything was provided before we came, before we were placed here on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
So our healing comes from the plants and the trees and the vegetation around us, and not synthetically induced products and medication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what God put down here for us has already been cooked. So we don't have to cook anything. You just grab it and eat it. You maybe want to rinse it off or whatever if it's on the ground, but you want to grab it and eat it. That's all you need to do. You don't need a stove.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need hot boiling water, because once you do that, now you're killing it. See, and that's what vegans do. They cook, like if they cook cabbage, they cook it and it's all soft and soggy, and you done cooked all the nutrients. All the nutrients is in the water. You just boil it. You might as well drink that if you want to get the nutrients, but I wouldn't suggest anybody to become vegan. You just need to become a raw foodist.
Yeah, I've been talking to some people from the islands who are raw foodists, and so it's just interesting when I speak to them and hear the different things that they're eating and putting in their bodies, and it's amazing how much healthier they are. And so I'm looking forward to trying, a different way of life and taking my time through the process. And I know it's not going to happen overnight, and I know I'm going to have my little withdrawals. And so I'm just preparing myself and committing myself daily to those changes to come.
Right.
So,
and a lot of causes of migraine headaches, though, are flavor enhancers and preservatives with coloring agent. MSG, MSG causes a lot of severe headaches, and aspartame causes headaches.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that's say sugar free, it has aspartame and acesulfame in it. That's a drug. Sugar is the first drug ever created. Soda is a drug. It was made in the lab by doctors
mm-hmm.
and scientists. When you look on the back of some of the things that you eat, you got that blue, green, yellow, and red lake dyes in it. And it's deprived from petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and glycerol is used in antifreeze, so you just pretty much throw antifreeze in the body. And aluminum causes Alzheimer's disease. And so these are the things that people are putting in their body. And also watch out for gluten-free stuff, okay? Because a lot of this stuff is just used, you know, gluten is just used for higher sales because a lot of stuff didn't even have gluten in it in the first place. Yeah, and watch out for the starchy foods. So, you know, and to do all of this, to watch out for all these things, you just go to the fruits and vegetables, you know, the fundamentals of eating, and you'll be okay. You won't have to worry about all these other things. You know, you have to make up your mind and take it seriously. And love yourself. Once you love yourself, this will be easy to do.
Well, I guess I'm going to be doing a whole lot of loving on myself.
Right.
And so, like I said, I'm just looking forward to taking the challenge and just owning my health and owning what it is that I've been doing to my system all along. And, you know, that of my children, too, you know, giving them poor choices in their diet. And, you know, I think we eat pretty well in the sense that, you know, no red meat, no pork. We do fruits and vegetables, not as much as we should. So, you know, I just think the lifestyle change is for everyone to own and to look at how they can change something about their eating or how they're caring for their bodies. And it doesn't have to be, you know, all at once, but just the process.
Mm-hmm. A good habit to get a hold of is, you know, get some mason jars and buy you a lot of fruit, like a cantaloupe, honeydew melon, watermelon, you know, get all of your melon and all the other fruits that you have to chop up and make your fruit salads and put them in those mason jars so you can just go ahead and grab that and start eating. And it's already ready for you and all cut up because a lot of people don't like to prepare. So once you get it, just go ahead and chop up that pineapple, throw it in the mason jars, and one large pineapple will fill up these two mason jars. And a honeydew melon and a cantaloupe, depending on the size, will fill up 2 to 3 mason jars. And a watermelon will fill up a lot of mason jars, like maybe 6, depending on the size of the watermelon. Because I filled up with like 9 jars with one large, long watermelon. And I put that in my refrigerator, and every day, all day, that's what I go in there and eat.
Mm-hmm.
And bananas.
Okay.
You know, that's what you want to. You want to eat bananas probably almost every day because it has more calories than any other fruit and vegetables that you'll probably be eating. And you want to get your calories in.
Well, one of the things that I find myself making excuses, and I will say excuses, like last night we discussed on the show, that excuses are actually lies that we tell ourselves. And we start to believe them because we say them so often. So one of my lies, and to be honest, I don't think it's, it is. I say, you know, it just costs too much to help eat healthy.
That's a myth. It costs a lot to toxify yourself. That costs a lot to do. Like, for example,
right,
cause
then
if you go... Yeah, if you go to a restaurant, you sit down and eat, you know, the average meal is going to be at least about $9 to $15, maybe $20-something, depending on if you're getting a drink and all the other side stuff that you come with, like the appetizer. Now, that's a lot of money to toxify yourself. Now, if you take that same $23, $15, $9, you can go buy like 3-4 days of good food, organic. I do it all the time. I can go spend $25 right now, and I'll have like a week worth of stuff in there to eat. But if I take that to a restaurant, I'm just killing myself for $20-something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a myth. Like all of my clients, I tell them, no, you got to get that out of your mind. No, it doesn't cost much to eat healthy. It doesn't. So, you know, get that out of your mind. You know, everybody been brainwashed with this stuff and eating like 6 times a day. You know, that's, you know, that you just throw more toxins in your body all day long.
Okay.
Yeah, you're actually killing yourself. Like I said, there's 3 ways to eat. You can eat to kill yourself, which is going to all these restaurants, and especially the garbage cans, which are called fast food, like KFC, you know, Wendy's, Burger King, churches, and all these places, Taco Bell. You know, those are garbage cans, and then you can eat healthy, which is like vegan, you know, you're just eating, you know, healthy, you know, getting like nice little pieces of meat, you know, healthy little pieces of meat and cooking your vegetables and cabbage and greens and all of that. But then you can eat to live with just eating raw. And that's the only way that you can eat to live, because you're eating life and it's alive. So you're going to have energy. You're going to feel vibrant and look vibrant. And it'll make you younger.
Right.
So those are three ways to live. So, you know, if you're eating out these restaurants, you're eating to die. Because a lot of us, we're supposed to live to be 120 years old. We're lucky to make it to 65 these days. They keep building new restaurants. Keep building new restaurants. Keep coming up with these new recipes. And keep coming up with this these other exotic foods about this ocean. Stay out of the ocean. If you know what's in the ocean, you shouldn't be eating anything out of there. Everything you flush in that toilet goes out there. So stay away from that. You know, fishermen live to be 40 years old on the average because their diet consists of seafood. I did all the research. And let me tell you something else that's disturbing. And I did the research on this, and everybody else can too. Now, they found human, I'm going to just say meat, human meat in the factories of McDonald's. All right. And it's, and what they do, well, from the video I saw, they said, what they're doing, you know, the Jews, what they're doing is they taking your children and putting them in these restaurants and you consume them. So they say, we feed them their own children. Now, so check this out. So I start looking up how many babies come up missing each year, and the numbers are ridiculous.
Come on,
Listen to me. 800,000 to 900,000 babies come up missing each year. That's 2,000 babies a day. You see what I'm saying? So that makes it all possible. And McDonald's is the main distributor. So kids love McDonald's, don't they?
Right.
They love it. And those people that love McDonald's, look at them. They don't look alive. Mm. I know it's just disturbing, but I did the research. And that's and I did the research on the fish. So I stopped eating fish because tilapia and salmon was my favorite fish. I can blacken it. I can get my asparagus and put it on there and get my salads and I chop it up in my salads and all of that. But now I just don't do it after I came across that research.
Okay.
Stay out of the ocean because it's nothing but ocean insects. That's all it is. Shrimp, ocean insect. You know, all of them little ocean insects and all of this fish out of the ocean is all toxic and it's killing you slowly. You know, we're living to be 50 years old now with complications. Mm-hmm. 40 years old with complications. I got a friend, he's not even 40, he had a heart attack at 32. Because of his diet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it gets real. Food is what's killing people. Nothing else is killing people besides, you know, bullets or something violent. But naturally, it's the food and these vaccines and these pharmaceutical medication.
Right. I do acknowledge that a lot of our health issues do stem from our diets and as well as the toxins in the air and what we're breathing and, you know, what we're ingesting on a daily basis with the factories and different harmful chemicals that are being let go in our atmosphere. And so that's why I enjoy when I can to take my children to my spiritual mom's house where she lives in the country. She has 52 acres of land. And the children are able to go out and just enjoy being children and in a healthy environment where they're getting, you know, clean air. They're able to go by the lake and fish, although they don't catch it and eat the fish, but they, you know, gaming. They're able to just enjoy being out in nature, being amongst the trees and the grass and the birds. You know, so exactly. So I think as much as possible, we should all venture into that type of living, be able to go out there and connect with nature as we were created to do.
Right. But this city living is killing us. It's killing us.
Right.
And you notice that the people that live out in the rural areas in the country, they live longer than the people in the city. Because we inhale in those toxins every day. Yeah, they live longer. And they seem to look
better. They raise their own food, too. Mm-hmm.
Right, they seem to look better than the average 50-year-old.
Right.
You know.
Awesome.
And you remember back in the day when we gotten sick? They didn't give us pills and stuff like that. They gave us that castor oil.
Oh, yeah.
And they used to make us take it. So when we get older, we say, no, I'm not taking that stuff. Because you got a choice now.
I'm not giving that to my children. Well, you say, I'm not giving that to my kids.
Give that castor oil to
them.
Right on out. I'm not giving
that
to my kids.
Come away from that.
See, they know how to heal. They don't go to doctors too much. I mean, for checkups, mm-hmm. yeah, to see what's wrong, and then they go take care of themselves.
Right.
Yeah, but now we have black seed oil, and everybody needs to educate themselves on black seed oil. Just Google it. Look at some YouTube videos. Do whatever you have to do. You will not find anything negative on it. Nothing negative mm-hmm. on it. And it's been used for 2,000 years. And I got a hold of that, and I won't take anything else. And I put it in my body every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. And so the healing begins with detoxing and purifying and cleansing the system.
And stop putting toxins in your body in the first place. Leave that alone.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I got a friend that did the full body detox. He went like 11 days. He said he couldn't do it anymore because he couldn't drink alcohol. So he was fighting a lot, you know. Like, you can't drink alcohol with it, you know, so he was fighting mm-hmm. alcohol and cigarettes, so, he was going through that, plus he had to eat raw and all that, he couldn't do it, so he said he's going to finish the bottles. I said, look, man, just get you another one and make up your mind before you start taking it. Now, don't get it as soon as it comes in the package. Don't get it and just take it out of the package and start that day. Read the information. And then look at it and look at it and look at it. And then one day your mind is going to say, I'm going to start today and this is it. And see, when you do that, you made up your mind. And then you'll be able to go through that 21 days like it's nothing. Because you got to give yourself 21 days instead of 20 years eating all these toxins. Give yourself 21 days eating the right things for your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, after 3 days, you will get in a routine. Because you're gonna be messing with that stuff like 3 good meals, you know. You're gonna be doing all that preparation, you know. And you'll get in that routine. And once it becomes routine, after those 21 days, you're not going to even think that, okay, it's 21 days over, so now I can just start eating bad. No. You got to finish eating the stuff that you have. And then you got to go back to the store and get the same stuff you just been eating and just keep on doing it. Now, you can lose up to 10 to 50 pounds, so, like, your wardrobe may have to change. It may change. A lot of stuff that you can fit might just be too big after you take this detox. And just be aware of that, because there's going to be more money that you're going to spend getting more clothes or hemming stuff up.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you're going to experience. That's really important, because, like, a lot of people that I train, when they lose all this weight, now they got to buy more clothes. And a lot of times they don't have the money to do that, like, right away. But you're going to have to – you're either going to be wearing big clothes or you're going to have to go buy some more. So if you go get the size that you want to be, go get that and work your way on down. Now, what I can do – and you have to work out every day, at least 30 minutes. That's what it's going to tell you, 30 minutes a day. So if you go for a walk, just go for a walk. But don't do anything intense because your body is not getting a lot of calories. So it's not, you don't have to power walk. You don't have to do all the stair climbing. Just take you a nice 30-minute walk one direction and come back home. That's your hour. You know, that's a good hour right there that you got your little workout in. Or just walk in place.
Okay.
Yeah, walk in place or walk around the house or walk around the parking lot for 30 minutes and then go back around the other way for 30 minutes and you're done. Because you're getting your blood pumping. You're getting your heart pumping, your lungs and everything, because your lungs got to expand. A lot of us haven't, did anything intense in years, in years. So our lungs have not expanded in years. But when you do this full body detox, it's going to expand and it's going to feel good. Because I notice when I sprint, I can sprint longer now. Like I can run more sprints. But before the full body detox, when I sprint, my lungs, it's expanding, but it's not expanding to the full capacity. and that's what you want.
Okay.
That's what you want. So you wanna move around when you're taking this full body detox. And also it's gonna tell you to soak in the tub. You know, you're gonna have to soak in the tub for a long time. And you're gonna be releasing toxins through them pores. And if you smoke, you're gonna see that water turning yellow. You're gonna see it because it's releasing. And that's a good sign.
Wow.
So you're gonna experience a lot, and you're gonna be feeling great. And I'm telling you, you're gonna get away from a lot of the stuff that's killing you. And another toxin that's in everybody's household is toothpaste. Fluoride is the chief component in rat poison. Look that up. Okay, fluoride toothpaste, rat poison.
Mm-hmm.
So that's easy. That should be easy to get rid of. You know, they have non-fluoride toothpaste.
That's funny you say that. Yeah. That's funny you say that, because my daughter this morning brought me the crest. She said, "We can't do crest anymore." I was like, "Why?" She's like, "Well, the marks on the bottom of the container of the tube, if it's," she said, "I think if it's black, it has mostly toxins. If it's green, if it's red, it's okay, you know, you can use it. It's safe. And green is what is best." And I never knew
mm-hmm.
that.
Well, I didn't know that neither.
Yeah, she brought it to me this morning. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I learned something today.
Yeah, I learned it this morning, and I was like, wow. And I'm like, what in the world made you go look that up at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's that nature.
Yeah. So it brought it to my attention that, you know, she's looking and she's reading and she's trying to find healthier ways. And she's the one that I said, we went to the grocery stores today, and she was like, "Okay, Mom, we're not picking up any meat." When, you know, and so it was good. It was a good experience.
Right.
And to see her take ownership of her health and her body, I think, you know, that's tremendous at 17, where, you know, you want to do what everybody else is doing, but she's not necessarily focused in that way. It's about trying to find a way of her living her healthier life. So I think that's amazing.
Well, that's good for her. So your generation will be more healthier.
Right.
Your bloodline on down the road would be more healthy from them getting
mm-hmm.
all this knowledge. Your legacy would be, you know, on this earth a little longer than the average life now.
Mm-hmm.
If you make it to 65, you're living with a lot of complications living to 65. Taking these over-the-counter drugs, but these pharmaceutical drugs, you're killing yourself
mm-hmm.
slowly. Killing yourself slowly. That's why they get bedridden. They got to sit up in that bed all the time.
Right.
These doctors know what they're doing. I do not trust a doctor. I don't trust them because I know what they do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that comes from researching and reading on your own and studying health and nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. All bro science.
That's funny. Well, I'm looking forward to taking the journey and being able to blog about, you know, the changes that I'm experiencing day to day. And I, like I said, I'm sure those first 3 days, you know, with that withdrawal and walking around here looking like a crackhead, I'm sure that will be my story for the first couple of days. And, you know, I have a sweet tooth. Sometimes I have a craving for something sweet, I don't buy it in my house because I know I go through that, so I don't bring it into the house unless, you know, holidays, maybe a birthday. But I just learned to keep that stuff away from my home.
Right, you can make desserts. You can make raw desserts. Just Google raw desserts. I made
mm-hmm.
you know those apple crisp pies.
Mm-hmm.
It consists of six apples, and some dates, and some walnuts.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll find a picture and I'll send it to you. You're gonna
okay.
be like, wow, just like the real deal. And this stuff always looked like the real deal because, you know what, I think this that those recipes are the real deal, but we go get the generic stuff, which is supposed to be the real stuff. Yeah, but you can make anything that you eat, you can make it raw. No matter what it is. If you want a soda, you can make raw soda. Three ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take 15, 20, 30 ingredients for soda. It only take three. Anything that you want to eat, even spaghetti, you know, get some zucchini, get a spiralizer, throw it through there, make your own spaghetti sauce with the tomatoes and the herbs, you know. And now when you eat that, you're going to love it because you're eating so fresh. And your body's going to crave that and eat it. And you can eat as much as you want. I can make a pie out of strawberries and bananas. And I make the crust out of walnuts and dates and make that pie crust. You know, this stuff is easy and it's only a couple of ingredients and it's all natural. I can eat that whole pie because it only consists of three bananas and some strawberries. You know, if I eat three bananas and some strawberries right now, it's not going to harm me. So I can eat that whole pie if I want to.
Okay.
So anything that you want to eat, you can make it raw. So it's no excuses. So if you just get into that and leave that other stuff alone, then you'll be saving an awful lot of money.
Okay.
You'll be saving a lot of money. Eating healthy is very cheap.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to the challenge. And, you know, I'll be calling you and sharing with you and begging you to rescue me or bail me out. But I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to get through it. And so I'm looking forward to it. So, but thank you for joining us and sharing with me and our guests the information that you have to share. I think is valuable, and especially with the state of our health in this country. And it's important that we all start taking ownership of our bodies and of our health and that of our children. Health.
Yeah. Right.
So thank you so much for coming on this. Yeah, we must. And stop making excuses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stop lying.
You don't need the doctor. I'm telling you, you do not need a doctor. If you eat what you're supposed to eat, You never have to go to a doctor. You know, I'm not gonna go to one. I already know what the deal is. You're just gonna give me, you're gonna touch on me a couple of times and give me a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna let them do that to me.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to connecting with you, and you know we'll be talking. I'm excited about what we're doing with our business ventures. And so I'm looking at the growth already and how exciting it's been, you know, just changing our financial situation. And so it's important that, you know, our health is our wealth. And so as much as we focus on chasing that wealth, we need to chase our health as well.
Right. Mind, body, and soul. So, all of that have to be in unison. All of that have to be in unison for success. All of it.
Right. Right. And so that's what we wanted to do is to be able to look at ourselves holistically, take a holistic approach to our lifestyle, our health, our finances. And so I'm excited about the journey that we're going to be embarking on as we go into 2016. And, you know, Cash was sharing earlier that the mission is to create 2016 millionaires. And so we have taken on that challenge. And so, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited about what's to come.
Yeah, I am too. I like the way you say it too.
Yeah, it's powerful. And, you know, and the thing, he's always, you know, coming up with something different, how to make our lives better, how to expand our businesses and to grow as individuals. So I'm excited and I look forward to the future and what's to come. And being around long enough to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't that make sense? You want to make all this money
exactly.
And heal yourself at the same time? Yeah, Yeah, and it should be much, much easier. Yeah, don't do that.
Right.
You make all this money. Now you're making all this money, then you're going to give it to the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I want to enjoy it all.
Exactly. And see our children grow and enjoy it as well. So that's
right,
important.
And watch their children grow and enjoy it.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
We got 50 years to go, guys. You know, we got 50 years to live. We can make it.
Mm-hmm.
We can make it in the 90s. Just change it. Just switch it up. All the diseases that you have, you get it from eating that way. Just reverse it.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. We look forward to our next show. As I said, we're going to be doing some changes with our system, as well as we're going to be on a different call station and just revamping some things to meet the needs of our business partners, our listening audience, and providing them with content, you know, just strong content that will make a difference in their lives. So thank you again for joining us, and have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Hey, how would you like to be living 100% rent-free? How would you like to be living the life that you've always dreamed of? Being able to take that vacation that you and your family need to get out of the city. Imagine what it would be like to not have to worry about rent, mortgage, car loan payments, insurance payments, utility bills, and life essential costs. That is what is happening over here at the Free Life Network. Our members are having a great time working with each other, networking. Money is coming into their family like they've never seen before. And also, check this out. People are also making a decision right now whether they have to stay on that job or walk away. What about you? What's happening in your life right now? Are you struggling with bills? Are you struggling every day to go to that job that you hate? This is an opportunity for you to walk away from that job, walk away from the bills and the things that's been stressing you out. Over here at the Free Life Network, we are doing it for our members. So I welcome you right now. Take advantage of what we have to offer. Get back to that great person that introduced you to us, and welcome to the Free Life Network.